Our Lord says in the end of the gospel for today, blessed are the eyes that see what you see to the apostles. For I say to you, many prophets and kings desired to see what you see, did not see it, to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. The apostles lived with Jesus. They saw him act. They heard what he had to say. They saw his perfect manner of acting and living and doing everything. They saw that. They got to behold God in the flesh, and what a marvel that would have been to see and hear what they saw. But in a real sense, we can see and hear Jesus today. We have the Gospels. We have the fullness of the truth in our Catholic faith. We have everything spread out before us in this, so to speak, smorgasbord of a feast before us, this all these meats and vegetables and pastas and breads and desserts and drinks and everything we can possibly imagine we have in our Catholic faith, all the wisdom and truth and beauty of our Catholic faith. We have this all at our fingertips in Jesus Christ, in Our Lady, in the saints and the angels, everything, and all this hope that we have for heaven, which will far surpass all our possible desires and dreams. This is the hope that we have, and we have it at our fingertips. We have it in Jesus in the Eucharist. We have it in confession. We get rid of all our sins, and we have this hope for eternal life. We have all this wisdom. We have the cross to carry, it's true, but we have all the answers in Jesus Christ, him on the cross, him crucified, that answers every problem. Jesus on the cross, the worst possible kind of suffering, Jesus embraces it, takes it, and becomes victorious through it on the cross, and he offers us eternal life. We have all the answers in Jesus Christ, all the answers in the Catholic faith. All we have to do is read the scriptures, read the gospel. We have all the answers there. It just touches and changes our hearts and gives us this great hope and blessing just in the gospels. All we have to do is read that and transform our life and have this hope and joy in the gospels, in Jesus Christ, in our Catholic faith. And it's alive. It's real, alive. It's tangible, palpable. We can embrace it, and we have it in the Eucharist, in our prayers. All we have to do is pray, and God is there. He's a prayer away. He's in our hearts in the state of grace. We have everything we can want in God, and it's a real blessing. It's a hope, and it brings us through all the trials of this life. And we compare that to the sadness of those who don't have God, who don't have our Catholic faith, who don't have Jesus Christ, who don't have hope, who don't have the answers that we have. And it's sad, but it should impel us to try to bring the truth, bring the Catholic faith to everyone, to pray for everyone that they find what we found. They find that what has been given to us, and we are so fortunate. We have to pray for them, not point the fingers, not blame, and not attack, but to pity and to pray and to bring the truth and bring the beauty of the Catholic faith that we have to the masses, to the world. That's why St. Maximilian always looked to the mass media to bring this beauty of our Catholic faith in Jesus Christ and Our Lady to as many people as possible, as fast as possible, as soon as possible to everyone. And that's the true charity. That's a real charity, a true love for our neighbor. And we should have that charity and not just squander it and hold on to it ourselves, but to spread it, to bring it to the world.
Oh, miserable is all.